The state of New York was just put on notice for their bill that's about to ban Glock pistols and basically every other semi-automatic pistol in the state of New York. And I want to talk to you about it. I'm also going to tell you where we go from here with this one. Here's a cease and desist letter that the National Association for Gun Rights sent to Jamal T. Bailey, who's the chairman of the New York State Senate Codes Committee. And they're talking about Senate Bill S9225, which looks to ban convertible pistols, aka Glock and any other semi-automatic pistol. It says, "Dear Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate Codes Committee, it has come to our attention that the Senate Codes Committee is taking up Senate Bill 9225, which bans the future sale of commonly owned handguns the bill considers to be convertible pistols. This bill violates the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, as well as the Supreme Court precedent set by New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin and District of Columbia v. Heller. The handguns you seek to ban are indisputably in common use today, as they are owned by hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of law-abiding American citizens, and therefore they are protected by the Second Amendment as the Supreme Court ruled in D.C. v. Heller. Moreover, there is no history or tradition of firearm regulation that would serve to justify this blatantly unconstitutional ban of commonly owned handguns, as the Supreme Court found there was no analogous handgun ban in Heller that could uphold the District of Columbia's ban. This proposed law, therefore, would be unconstitutional under New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin as well. You are advised to reverse course and not proceed with passing this unconstitutional legislation. Failure to do so may result in referral of this matter to our foundation for additional legal action."
And this letter was penned by Ryan, who's the vice president of NAGR.
All right. So first off, I'm glad that these national groups are hammering these unconstitutional tyrants. This ban, if you're not aware, I did a whole video on it. It looks to ban Glock specifically, but because it says any convertible pistol, it will ban any semi-automatic pistol, because if you know anything about how guns work, every single gun could be converted if someone were to really, really want to. You'd have to be a, you know, gunsmith or criminal, because doing that, once you do that, you violate laws that are already on the books. But this would ban everything, and they're happy with that, because the sponsor of this bill, his name is Zelnor, he's also on this committee. And he is the one who was able to pass the convertible device ban with the help of Republicans in New York. That's the Glock switch ban that went into effect in New York. So with Republican help, they passed that, which means with Republican help, they'll probably pass this as well. So if you live in New York and you're sick and tired of living behind the communist walls, do something. Get involved. Make phone calls. Go see your representatives in person. Let them hear you, because when they feel the heat, they see the light. That's what's happened in a lot of states that have switched to go from blue to purple and now red. Look at Tennessee, is red now. It wasn't always before. You know, and that's the same reason that some states are going from red to purple and maybe blue now, because people are too comfortable and they don't get involved. You know, it'll take you a couple minutes out of your life to pester these servants of you. You are their employers. Don't forget that. Don't take that lightly. Take action. If we're going to save this republic, we have to be involved. So good on NAGR here. I always say support those who support you. If you want to join NAGR, there's a link down in the description below. I'm a life member of these groups. I support these groups. I like what they're doing. Are they all fighting the same fight the same way? No. Each group does something a little different than the other, which is why you should support all of them. Costs about a pizza. Literally, to join these groups, get the pizza and fight for the Second Amendment and support those who support you. So if this bill were to pass, it would be terrible. It's probably going to pass, which means NAGR is probably going to have to sue. And I'm glad they are. You know, they're all doing work. Every group, every big major group you can think of has lawsuits right now against unconstitutional gun control, and they're going to need help. So we, the members, are the lifeblood of these groups. So not only join, but donate if you can. Join for the whatever it is, $25. And if you can, you know, skip McDonald's this week or next week and send them an extra $20, do that, because it helps. So good on you, Ryan, for sending this letter to New York. And I assume they're going to pass it, and you'll end up having to sue them. So, guys and gals, just wanted you to have that knowledge of what's going on in New York, because a lot of people say, what about us in New York? They forgot about us. Well, there's a lot of cases coming up. Antonyuk is another one that is literally sitting right before the Supreme Court right now for a writ of certiorari. So we'll see what happens, guys. I think New York, you're going to have some good victories coming. But unfortunately, your tyrants will tyrant until you make them stop. Make them feel the heat. See you on the next one. Have a phenomenal day. I'm heading downstairs back to Blade Show 2024 here in Atlanta. It's the biggest knife show in the country, in the world, and it's cool. I got to meet a few viewers here. I got some information from a viewer that led to yesterday's video, so I'm working here as well. So if you're here, you know, stop me and say hi, and be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun or a knife to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. That's what it's all about, y'all. It's up to us. We're the keepers of the Republic. Take care.